see any signs of battling, like beating maybe with the Harden the other night?
Yeah, I think we battled, or we competed a lot harder, that's for sure. We weren't able to generate a lot of the other end. We weren't able to sustain a lot of pressure, and that's what we needed.
Yeah. Okay. When a team kind of takes over, like the weapon takes over the team meeting, it just gets things out on the table. What does that show about the group, and is that a good thing? To kind of hash it out when you feel like you need to.
Yeah, it's, this happens two or three times a year on any team. There's times in the year when the players need to take a hold on the orange and address some things that need to be addressed. Coach gives us a game plan day out. He relies on us to do stuff, and we need to be accountable, each and every one of us, to what he said for us to do.
He said you can't really create artificial urgency. Where does that urgency come from?
Good. I think the urgency is, I hate that word. I hate urgency, and I hate the desperate. It's the willpower, it's the desire to go out and compete and outwork your opponent. When we're doing that, we're a hard team to play against. We got to bring that to the game.
And is that broadly kind of what the discussion was?
What was in this locker room is all about. What was in this locker room is going to stay in this locker room. We addressed the issues that we need to address.
Were you surprised at all at the game Winnipeg, brought to you guys?
No, they're a good team. They're a hard-working team. They were able to get some bounces that we weren't able to get. It's a game that we battled, but they ended up winning.
Well, you've been in the league a long time. Does the crowd chanting your name mean anything to you, or is it just kind of water off your back?
I don't even hear it. So,
yeah.
I focus on what I got to do, and that's not fun.
Okay.